Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Today, I wanted to talk about creating a work-life balance while running a crochet business. So this episode has come about because over the last few weeks, I've been mulling things over, jiggling things about, and that's because before Christmas, I was absolutely exhausted. I was doing all the things. And really trying to do too much. I was trying to do 2 podcasts a week for here. I was trying to get ready for Christmas. I was prepping for a crochet along and running my pattern business later this year. And my house was being neglected. I was being neglected. And I just got to the point where it was just like, something's got to give. This cannot continue. Now, when it comes to running your own crochet business, you know, it's a passion. Doing this is a passion. It's something you want to do at all times. And it's really easy to neglect everything else. It's really easy to look at the pile of dishes and go, well, I'll do it later. I want to get some more crochet done. I want to schedule some more posts for my social media. I want to sort my Pinterest out. I want to get writing that crochet pattern I've been putting off. It's really easy to kind of push things aside, which is fine. You know, we all do it. You know, no one's going to have a perfect show home unless, you know, you've got a cleaner or a housekeeper or you're keeping up with the Kardashians. So there is always going to be a certain amount of things that always need doing around the house. But I'm talking about when it gets a bit more extreme. Like, you're trying to eke out every plate that you have so you don't have to do the washing up to give you more time. Like, you're wearing all the clothes in your wardrobe before you put the washing on. When you start doing this, you know you've lost the work-life balance. And it's so easy to do, especially when you have a passion like a crochet business. But here's the thing, having this passion and still having your commitments of having to do the housework, of making sure the kids are sorted and that you're spending time with them, family commitments, walking the dog, time for you. You need caring for as well. When you put all this off, one, it becomes a distraction, because even when you're working on your crochet business, you're looking around going, oh, I really need to do that pile of ironing. And it just takes the focus away. You don't get as much done because you've got all this nagging stuff at the back of your head. You start getting exhausted. You start struggling just to get through the week. And it's at this point that you really need to start thinking of, why isn't this balancing out better? Especially when you're starting out, it's really easy just to shove things to one side and think, I'll do it later. I really need to get this up and running. Very common. Everyone does it. And if you are in the middle of a big project, like my crochet along right now, I'm getting everything out for testing. I'm doing edits. I'm sorting out photos and videos and whatnot. Putting things off temporarily, that's fine. We all do it. But putting things off, putting off your commitments so that you can work on your crochet business as a long-term strategy isn't going to work. Because there's no work-life balance there. Now, work-life balance is a buzzword from corporations. It's talked a lot about now in companies, about providing their employees with a better work-life balance. It's become a selling point to get people into those jobs. But it does apply to you and your crochet business. It absolutely does. Because if you don't build in a proper schedule so that you have a good work-life balance, then you may as well be working for a faceless corporation, being run into the ground, working 9 to 5, not getting enough time at home, having to put in overtime. You know, if you don't have a good work-life balance, then what's the point? Why are you doing this if that's not happening for you? And I think it's just something that we just forget we need. Because your passion is your crochet. Your crochet becomes your business. So now your passion is your business. But if things are getting neglected and you're getting distracted by these things at the back of your head going, shouldn't you just be doing these dishes? Shouldn't you be going walking the dogs? Shouldn't you be taking the kids to the park? When you've got these nagging thoughts at the back of the head, they become very distracting and then you're not as productive anyway. And these thoughts all get in the way. You've got to find a balance to make sure that you keep on top of things regularly. No one's going to have a show home. But, you know the level of disarray you're willing to live with. You have to take time for yourself. Take that trip to the cinema. Go read a few chapters of your book. Go for bottomless brunch mimosas with the girls in town. Go get your nails done. All of these things need time. They need to be done. You need time to relax and switch off. The rest of your life needs attention too. And what time is left is what you devote to your crochet. And it takes time and habit to get into that. But things do get out of control. And they did for me at Christmas. And it did lead to some decisions. It led to me cutting down this podcast to one episode a week. Because I realized I was constantly on the podcast roller coaster. I was always having to plan episodes, always editing them, always getting posts out, always getting newsletters written. And when I thought about what I could do to make things easier for myself, this is what came up. And it's not something that I did kind of on an impulse. It was something I was thinking about for a while. But even though it's only been a few weeks since I made that decision, it feels like it's very much the right one. I feel a lot more chilled, even though I still got a lot going on. I still feel much better about things than I did before. And I feel I've got that balance. It feels simpler. It feels like I've got more time for things. It's been the right decision for me. And I'm going to keep it that way. I've got no plans at the minute to bring back the 2 episodes a week. And I feel it's actually made things better. I like the new format that this decision has brought. I've got more time to plan episodes, make better quality ones. I've also linked them with the topic that we talk about here to my membership, Hooked on Success, which I feel has done wonders for that as well. It's given me time back that I needed. And it's time that I can spend getting things sorted around my house, taking more time for me. And it brings me a better work-life balance. I mean, that catchphrase, it might be a buzzword for companies, but it doesn't make it any less true. We all need balance in our lives. We need to make enough time for all the important things so that everything works together and nothing is fighting for attention. In this modern world, it's hard to do. We've got so many things demanding our time. But we have to decide what's important, what isn't, what we can cut back on, what we really need to do and what maybe we don't. And the thing about having a business is that you have so many options available to you. And if you try and do them all, you are going to have a nightmare on your hands. Sometimes when it comes to business, simple is better. Yes, we can have a business where we got all the bells and whistles and all the tools and all the social media and we're doing all the things, but if you are getting absolutely exhausted and burned out, it's time to ask yourself, do I really have time for all this? The answer is probably no. And then it's a case of, well, what should I drop? And that means really digging in and deciding what's giving you the best return for your time. What's bringing results? Deciding what's bringing the best return on your time is not always what you enjoy doing the most. And this is where you've got to get your business head on and really kind of dispassionately review everything you're doing. Do you need to send out 2 newsletters a week? Do you need to be making 5 reels a week, plus 2 TikToks, plus 5 stories, 6 social media posts, and a video on YouTube? Probably not. But then you've got to decide how you cut back. And that decision is not necessarily easy. Sometimes you've had something rattling around in your head for a while that you suspect you don't need to be doing, and maybe you should drop it, maybe you shouldn't, but what if you do and then it turns out to be a bad idea? We all get this back and forth going around when we're making decisions like this. But if you get to a point where you can't continue doing all the things, then something's got to give. And it can be really hard to roll things back. I mean, when I dropped the podcast to 1 episode a week, it did on a level feel like a failure. Like I was admitting something wasn't working. And it's true, something wasn't working, but not because I didn't want to do it, not because I didn't enjoy it, not because it wasn't a good return on my time, but purely for a personal choice, it was better. And in the end, I think it's actually made things better quality. And that's the other angle to think about it. Sometimes, by giving yourself more space, more time, by stopping doing some of the things that you are, that you can then have the time to do a better job creating the things that you keep. It gives you the chance to improve things. Sometimes we need to make more time in order to make what we keep better, and that alone can increase your profits from your crochet business. Because if things get better, it gets noticed. And people want to buy from you or watch your content, read your blogs, you know, create your patterns for themselves because they see things have improved. Rolling things back and stopping doing all the things can be a very good thing. Not just for you on a personal level, but on a business level as well. It's not a failure. It's not a bad thing. It's just a business decision that needs making. But that doesn't mean it's an easy decision to make. It doesn't mean it's a quick decision to make. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be questioning yourself and wondering if you made the right choice. But it does need to be done. So over in the Hooked on Success membership, I'm going to be talking more about cutting things out, making those choices, and how to come about making that decision. If you'd like to join us, you can do that right now. Go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success, and you can join the Hooked on Success membership, get access to all the back episodes, and listen to today's right now. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/thewipclub.